Bless you, saints. Bless you. Let us please stand as we ask Brother Max to please open with a word of prayer.
Let's have a word of prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you this afternoon. And even Lord, as the sun is going down, Father, it shows that, oh Lord, the days of the working days of the week had come to an end, today being Friday, Lord. Father, we thank you for the week so far, what you've done for your children, oh God. They are going out and coming in, Lord, to their working places and back. And even, Lord, in our homes, Father, how you've kept us safe, Lord. Father, we thank you as today being another day for us to come to your presence, Lord. And Father, how sweet it is, O God, oh, to have you, Lord, even tonight in our midst, in our fellowship, Lord. And even more to it, Lord, the hour of prayer that, Lord, we have, O God, tonight, Lord, is more than silver and gold. And Lord, we want to say thank you, O God, for this privilege that we can come to your presence, Lord. And Father, even as we come, Lord, we come with all reverence, Lord. We come with all humility, with all obedience, Lord. And even by faith, Lord, we surrender all to you at this moment, O God, that, Lord, you will take your place among your people, and that, O God, even as we surrender to you, Lord, we want to commit, Lord, the song leader into your hands and the musicians, O God, as they lead the church, Lord, in worship and praises, Lord. Father, O God, let the Holy Spirit sweep over us, O Lord. And give us, Lord, the lips, Lord, to lift up your name in high esteem tonight, Lord. Father, even tonight as we come, you know the needs of your people, O God. We've come with our needs and our petitions, Lord. Father, we look unto you because, Lord, in your name all things are possible, O God. So, Father, even as we commit your servant also into your hands, waiting on you, Lord, we know that, oh God, you use him as your mouthpiece tonight. And Father, speak to us your word of inspiration, Lord, to lift us up, oh God, to pray the way the Lord you want us to pray, oh God. And Father, we want to surrender all to you again, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Take your place now as we commit all into your hands. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen.
Keep me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Keep me oil in my lamp, I pray. Keep me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Lord, keep me burning till the break of. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Give us joy. Give us joy in our heart, keep me singing. Give us joy in our heart, I pray. Give me joy in my heart, keep me singing. Won't you keep us singing till the break of day? Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of. Sing Hosanna, sing, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Lord, make us fishers of men, keep us seeking. Lord, make us fishers of men, I pray. Make us fishers of men, keep us seeking. Lord, keep us seeking till the break of day. Let us sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Oh, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Lord, give us peace, give me peace in my heart, keep me resting. Give me peace in my heart, I pray. Give me peace in my heart, keep me resting. Lord, keep me resting till the break of. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Oh, He abides, He abides. Hallelujah, He abides with me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way, for the Comforter abides with me. He abides, He abides, He abides, He abides. Hallelujah, He abides with me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way, for the Comforter abides with me. Oh, once my heart was full of sin, once I had no peace within, till I heard how Jesus died upon the tree. Then I fell down at His feet, and there came a peace so sweet. Now the Comforter abides with me. He abides, He Jesus abides, Jesus abides. Hallelujah, He abides with me. Oh, I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way, for the Comforter abides with me. Oh, and He knows my every care. I'm as happy as a bird and just as free, for the Spirit has control. Jesus satisfies my soul, since the Comforter abides with me. He abides, He Jesus abides, Jesus abides. Hallelujah, He abides with me. I'm rejoicing night and day, oh, as I walk the narrow way, for the Comfort abides with me. And there's no thirsting for the things of the world have taken me. Oh, long ago I gave them, and instantly all my night has turned to day. all my burdens rolled away, and a comforter abides with Jesus of Haiti. Jesus of Haiti abides. Hallelujah, he abides with me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way, for the comforter abides with. Oh, he abides. Jesus abides. Jesus abides. Hallelujah, he abides with me. Oh, I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way, for the comforter abides with me. Can I get G? G. My scent is no more pale, like there in Egypt's land. You'll see me no more there, for I live in a promised land. Oh, it is no more pitch down there in Egypt's land. You'll see me no more there, for I live in the, and there we sing hallelujah. There we sing hallelujah. Oh, that's where we sing hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, there we sing hallelujah. That's where we shout hallelujah. That's where we praise hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, our tents are no more pitched down there in Egypt's land. Oh, you'll see me no more there, for I live in the promised land. Oh, my tent is no more, no more pitched down there in Egypt's land. Oh, you'll see me no more there, for I live in another. And that's where we sing hallelujah. That's where we shout hallelujah. That's where we praise hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's where we sing hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, that's where we sing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Down at the cross where my Savior died, down where for cleansing sin I cry, and there to my heart was the blood applied. We sing glory to his name. We give you all the glory, glory to precious name. All glory to his name. Dear to my heart was the blood applied. All glory to his name. I am so I'm saved from sin. Jesus so sweetly abides within. There at the cross where he took me, we are singing all glory to his name. We give you all the glory, precious name, all glory.
was the blood applied. All glory to his name. Oh, precious fountain that saves from sin. I am so glad I have entered in. And there Jesus saves me and keeps me. Your blood keeps me clean. All glory to his name. You deserve the glory. Precious name of Jesus, glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood applied. All glory to his name. Let us come to fountain so rich and sweet. We'll cast thy poor soul at the Savior's cross. Oh, plunge in today and be made come. We are singing
you. trust in him. Would you put that verse there, sister, if you don't mind? The next verse that we were going to sing. Trusting only in thy merit would I seek thy face. Heal my wounded, broken spirit. Save me by thy grace. I don't know what was happening when this man composed this song, but it is quite a song. Trusting only in thy merit. Brethren, everything in this world can fail. You can trust in your job, you can trust in your car, you can trust in your abilities, but one day those things begin to fade away one by one. I was laughing with my children when we seen an old man with no teeth and he was walking with a cane, you know, really struggling. And I looked at them and I looked at that man and I said, that could be me in a few years' time. You know, these things are temporary. The only thing that remains is that which we do for Christ. He's here tonight. The Lord promised that wherever two or three shall meet, I'll be in their midst. So as we sang this song, Lord, pass me by when you are passing by others, I think it is a prayer song, a prayerful song. The man asking, Lord, when you pass by others tonight, pass by me also. I think it's a good attitude to take tonight as we approach our prayer meeting. If we could right now even enter into prayer just to remember tonight our sister Bibish, who's been taken to hospital emergency this evening. Please remember Sister Bibish as we bow our heads and commit this service to the Lord. Our dear Heavenly Father, oh God, indeed we trust in you only, Father. We have no one else but thee. Lord, we have learned over the years how all these things, Lord, are vanity. Lord, some may trust in chariots, some in horses. But Father, these things would come to nothing. Lord, others these days trust, Lord, in rockets that can bring them to space. Others trust in the medicines and the advance in science. Yet all these things, Lord, are nothing. Oh God, we are trusting in you only tonight, Lord. We have no other thing that we trust in except only in thee, O Father. So as we come to you tonight, we ask for your mercy. We ask for your grace, Lord, that you would meet the needs of your people, each and every one of us, Lord, that are here, each and every one of thy people that are watching from home, some in their cars, driving to or from work, Lord. Father, I pray that you would be with each and every one of them, even now, Lord, even as our brother Eli is sitting in A&E with Sister Bibish. Lord, we know, Lord, that they would have been sitting here tonight, Lord. But Father, oh God, we want to commit them into your hands, that you will be merciful unto our sister. Come by her, Lord, and touch her and help her, that Father, this infirmity, oh God, may be taken away from her. Have mercy upon her and the children at home. Lord, even in the house, rejoicing at this time, how you have blessed Olivier with a job, and the enemy comes, Lord, to try and to upset, Lord, and to just cause confusion. Father, we are not moved by these things. We are trusting in thy word. Lord, be merciful and grant grace and relief unto our sister tonight. We commit this service to you. Lord, have mercy upon each and every one of us. Speak, Lord, and encourage us, oh Father, and help us, Lord, to believe in thy promises. We commit now this service to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen. May the Lord bless you, saints. It's never an easy thing to stand here, especially after having been away for so long, you know. You get out of practice a bit, and it's not easy, especially when you have to work through the day and finish just right on 5:30, you know, and tell them, I have to go. One more question. I'm like, Lord, have mercy on me. But we are trusting in the Lord tonight, and we just want to speak on something very simple, a very simple message, and we would like to pick it up from the book of Luke, chapter 5. Luke chapter 5 from verse 1, it's quite a lengthy reading. We'll just read this portion here and then I will ask you to sit down. Luke chapter 5 from verse number 1. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's. This is Peter. Which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night. Now I want you to notice there that this man speaking is still called Simon. The Lord had not called him to be a disciple yet. He is still Simon. He has not changed his name to Peter. And really this Simon, when he calls Jesus Master, he is not calling him Master because he is Lord. He didn't know that at that time. It was just the custom in those days. Any rabbi that comes by teaching people, we call him Master. So don't confuse that. He's calling him Master, not because he knew that he was the Lord, but that he was just a sign of respect to any rabbi. And he said, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net broke. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. They kept filling with the fish, you know, even though they were sinking. Shows how important these fishes were to them. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. Something had happened now. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which he had taken. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, fear not, for from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. I like in another reading, in another gospel, says, I will make you fishers of men. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Let us sit down and we just offer another word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful again, Lord, for these verses that we read in the scripture. Lord, how they speak to us years and years and years after. Today, they are still relevant. Help us, Father, to look into them, Father, that they may help us this evening. We ask it for your glory in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. And as I said, I just have a simple topic tonight. We just want to talk about how God cares. God cares. He cares for you. He cares for me. We are living in such a world today that the pressure of work and all these things that need to be done, you know, constantly doing things, it can seem like people don't care. And indeed, in some places, people don't care at all. You could die on the streets of some of the cities. Very busy people going to work, someone struggling by the roadside. People just stopped caring. But in all that, I love the fact that God cares. He cares for you. He cares for you. He cares for each and every one of us. He cares for me. And that's a wonderful thing for a believer, to always remember that God cares for me, regardless of the circumstances. I was talking a couple of weeks ago with Olivier. Olivier is only 17 years old. And he was telling me that he had gone for a job interview. You know, he wanted to get this job in Skerries, and I wished Olivier was here tonight so he could say amen. And he had gone to this job in Skerries at a restaurant, but the man interviewed Olivier, and for some reason, he didn't give Olivier a job. He said nice things about him. He said, it would be a waste to put you in the kitchen to work there, you know. I think your skills are very good, you know. You are a people person. I think that it would be nice for you to get a job somewhere else, you know. No, you know, which was really nice of the man to say. And being somebody who interviews people quite a good number of times, I know those kind of tactics as well, you know, to try and soften the blow on someone when you are not going to give them a job. But when Olivier was talking to me, I felt sad for him, you know. Say, Lord, if you could help this young man get a job. But I like his attitude that he didn't let anything faze him. For him, he knew that come what may, I'm going to get a job. He was fully trusting in the Lord that one day he's going to get a job. And so we left our conversation at that there, only to hear yesterday that Olivier got a job. I was really happy. It showed to me how God cares for this young boy. He cares so much for Olivier that he could give him the desire of his heart. Imagine, the Lord that we worship is not limited by age. You know, you could say, well, maybe I'm only 15, I'm only 17, maybe. No, the Lord cares. He cared for Olivier and gave him a job, and the boy is only 17. So we thank the Lord for that, and it really encourages me to know that the same Jesus that we are worshiping today is the same one that the disciples walked with. Because if you want to find an example of someone who really showed care for his people, it is Jesus. He showed his care for you and for me when he took that cross and went up to Calvary carrying your cross and my cross and died on the cross to take away your sins. There's no greater love than that. He showed that he cared. But some of the examples in his life, when we go and examine them, we can learn a lot of things out of them. Because God works with principles. And the place that we just read this evening, where Jesus came to the sea, and he wanted to teach people, and the people were there by the seaside, it was morning time, the fishermen had just come, it was the market. You know, these days, we live in a world of supermarkets where you go to buy your things from the supermarket, whatever you want. Now it's even worse. The supermarket is now on the internet. So people don't go to the supermarket anyhow. Good to see you, D. How are you doing? Wonderful. So in those days, the seaside was a very important place. That's where people came to get their fish for their dinner that night. And the fishermen, that was the place of their livelihood. Their economic livelihood depended on the seashores. That's where they would go and fish, bring the fish, sell to the people, then go home and see Mrs. Simon Peter, you know. I brought this, I brought some money, you can go buy dress for your child and things like that. So Jesus came to that busy place so he could see the people and teach them. And when he came to the place, he wanted to teach them from a point where everybody, as much as possible, could see him. And he walks there. The fishermen are cleaning their nets and repairing them, getting ready for that night. And they are disappointed. You know, these days when we say, I went fishing and caught nothing, it doesn't really convey the message. Of course, you'd be like, but why did you go fishing? You could just go to the shop. You know, I remember years ago, I went with my wife, and I think we had one child at that time, or maybe two. And we went to Kerry, County Kerry, with Brother Bishop and his family. You know, it was a week-long holiday, so we rented a house there, you know, all the sights of Kerry. We were going to see place to place and staying there. And after a few days, people were kind of tired of traveling. They wanted to have a lazy day, like, you know, not do anything at all. But me and Brother Bishop, we were like, hey, this is a waste of time. Like, you know, we need to do something. So we came up with a plan. We said, okay, you guys can stay in the house the whole day. Me and Brother Bishop, we are going fishing. We'll bring a fish. That's what we'll eat for dinner. So we went and, oh, we spent the whole day fishing, going from place to place, and we caught nothing, brother. And it wasn't easy to go back home, you know. People were waiting for dinner, and we had no dinner, you know. So we were going from looking for African shops. Can we find a fish, you know, and unfreeze it on the way and say we caught a fish, you know. But it wasn't happening. But in those days, people depended on this. When Peter and his partners went fishing all night, they depended on it. That's how they were going to pay their bills. That's how they were going to find a place to live. It was through that fishing. So here comes Jesus. He finds the people by the seaside. They all want to buy fish. And the fishermen are cleaning their nets. They have no fish to sell. It's quite a situation because Peter was sitting there cleaning his nets, thinking, what is he going to tell Mrs. Peter when he gets home? What will I say to her? After a whole night shift, brother. Who has done night shift here? I know night shift. You go and do night shift the whole night. It wasn't like a security guard night shift, where you are sitting there watching a screen or all the cameras and you have your own screen watching movies, you know. This was a night shift where they were toiling all night. That's what the Bible said. Peter, when he spoke to Jesus, he said, we toiled all night on the sea, trying to catch fish, and they caught nothing. So you can imagine the disappointment in the hearts of the people when Jesus walks to the seashore. And he goes into Peter's boat. Peter obliges him. Not only that, Jesus sits in Peter's boat, and then he says, push the boat a bit. You don't say that to a disappointed man, huh? My, it was quite an amazing response that we see from Peter, because Peter doesn't say anything. He sits in the boat, Jesus, and Peter and Jesus says, can you thrust the boat into the sea? Now, it wasn't a canoe. This was a big boat that could take three men and a lot of fish, you know? And he had to push it, which is physical labor. A man that has spent the whole night on the sea, awake trying to fish, he catches nothing, he's disappointed, he's tired, and he doesn't know how to face his wife when he gets home. Then Jesus says, push me a little to the sea. And many of us fail there, huh? You know? When God wants to test your reaction, you know, it doesn't come when you just come from church, my Brother Lubanza has just preached, or the pastor has just preached, and you are on fire for the Lord, you know, and then you come out there and someone says, please, can you give me a lift? Everybody's an angel at that time. But brother, some of these tests, they come at a low point, like it did for Peter. They come after you have worked night shift for a man, and the man says, I can't pay you. I have no money. And you are depending on that money for your livelihood. And then someone comes and sits in your car and say, push me a little, you know. We fail there because our tongues, you know, they are quick to lash out and say something. But at that point, Peter passed the test. He just obliged and went and pushed this boat, pushed it back, because Peter cared for Jesus' business. It wasn't his business to speak to the people. His business was to catch fish. His business had failed. And there was another man with his own business who doesn't have a ship, and yet he wants to be pushed out. And Peter left his own business, cleaning those nets, and he went and he pushed him. That's an amazing thing to think of when you put it in context like that. And he pushed him and he obliged Jesus to preach his sermon. We don't know how long it was. Then Jesus comes back and he says, get in the boat, launch out in your nets. Then Peter spoke, but master, we toiled all night. Yeah? We toiled all night and we have caught nothing. I think I want to refer correctly to the verses. You know, Simon answering said unto Master, we toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word. And they went and did exactly what Jesus did. And they caught fish. Not only for them. Now you see what happened. When Peter cared for Jesus' business, God cared for Peter. Peter had need for fish. And it wasn't only that Peter got fish. It was even those around him got fish. Every one of them got fish till nearly their boats were sinking. Why? Because Peter cared. He simply cared for another man's business that he wasn't so sure who he is. He only became sure who he is when he seen this miracle. He knew only God could do this. You see, you have to care and God will show you care. You care for others and God will work through you to show how he cares, like he did for Peter here. And many times, when you minister to other people's needs, God ministers to your need through that. Imagine if Peter was only focused on, I just want to go home. I want to prepare my nets for tonight. I didn't catch anything. It's important. What does this man want? But no, Peter left his business, ministered unto Jesus, and through that, God ministered unto Peter such a blessing. And we can unravel the story more and more and show that it didn't only stop by God providing fish to Peter. Because when they came on land, he said, I'm going to make you fishers of men. Rather, and that was a very high calling. They dropped everything, the Bible says. I don't know if they even left all that fish too. But the Bible says they dropped everything and followed him. Because this was a higher calling that Peter had received. When you care, God cares for you also. And I would like to drop a testimony here, a couple of them, that I would like to use to show this concept of how God cares for his people, especially when you care for others. Right here in our midst here, we've got great testimonies that we could all speak about of how God cares when you care for others. And I remember one case, and the pastor mentioned this story recently, of Brother George's house and how this story unraveled. I'm not so sure of all the other details, but I'm sure of these little other details. That when Sister Dube was looking for a house, she was living in Balbriggan there. And it wasn't a very nice place due to circumstances where she was living. She was looking for another place where she could live in peace with her children. But it wasn't easy for her to get a place at that time. And she kept on looking for a place, looking and looking. Eventually, she found some place which was a house, a very nice house, where it was only for people that are being evicted from home, or almost becoming homeless or already homeless. So she went there, the people spoke to her, they liked her, they showed her the house, and she was like, oh, we are going to get a house. Then she started to gather all the documents that she needed. Then she came to a place now where she needed to provide a letter that proves that her landlord was going to evict her from home, that she was imminently going to become homeless. There the sister felt like, this is not the case with me. You know, she became lazy about the issue. So she kind of started to drag her feet and got lazy about it and just left it, you know. But we came for a prayer meeting one night, a few weeks later, maybe about 2 or 3 weeks later after that. And the pastor here mentioned about how the landlord for Brother George was evicting them out of the house, you know. And had given them the documents to say, your contract is finishing on such a day, you're out. So the pastor was asking, can you pray? We prayed for Brother George. But after church, when we went out, the sister felt in her heart something. She said, I must tell Brother George about that place there which I went. She felt it in her heart and she began to care for another person where she was in need herself. She could have just held on to that, but she cared for someone else And she went and spoke to the brother. Brother, there's this such and such and such a place. The rest is a great testimony. Our brother got a house for his family. They moved in there. And today that house is a blessing. And God saw what the sister had done, that she cared for someone else. And then God came on the scene. He cared for her. He cared for her family. It wasn't long after that that our sister got a house in Lusk, exactly where she had desired to stay at. Because that's where she used to stay before. She moved to Balbriggan, but she always wanted to go back to Lusk. Even her children refused the schools in Balbriggan. They would rather go every morning, long journey to go back to Lusk, because there was something in them declaring that this is where we should live. And God cared for the sister, provided her house. Now, if she had gotten that house, she could have got a very long lease of 20 years of staying in the house, which is good and wonderful, and we thank the Lord for that. But the house that she got has no lease at all for the rest of your life and that of your children and third generation and fourth. God cares. When you care, not only did God provide for her a house, no, her husband was working in London those days. And it's not easy. I know it's not easy because I travel for work and I leave my wife at home. She has to go to work. We have a little boy and these girls have to mind him and so forth. It's better for her husband to stay home with the family. And it wasn't long after that. God cared beyond providing a house for her sister. We saw Brother Dube come back. And he got a job in a very nice place. I know many people in IT that desire to work for Amazon Web Services. He's working there. God cares. He cares when you care for others. It is us who limit God. We limit him when we see somebody needs care, but we've got circumstances. You know, instead of you doing something right away to bless someone, to minister to them in their needs, we start to think and process things. And thereby we limit God. Why? The same thing happened just a few weeks ago. We know our pastor was looking for a house. And you know how those things can worry you. If you are a father, you know what I'm talking about. Children at home, you are going to have to move from that house and you don't know where you are going to live. It becomes an obsession in your mind. It becomes the only thing you are thinking about, constantly thinking, where will I bring my family to live with my family? But God cares. God cares. And in the midst of all that worry, on top of having to be a pastor, when he became aware that there's a house that opened somewhere that is suitable for another sister, quickly arranged for that sister, he cared for her. And it wasn't long. It didn't take long. God cared for him too. These principles are true. Why is the same sister Dube, years ago, in 2016. Now you'll be surprised at the amount of detail of this one, because I write these things down. When the Lord does something for me, I go and I write it and I write it. And later on, I go and read it and it encourages me. And today I picked up this one from 2016 in October when I was driving a car from a job. I had just started working in that job 2 months. And I was driving home listening to a message and there was traffic, you know. And the Lord spoke to me very clear. It wasn't a voice like you are hearing. It was inside. Imagine I'm listening to a message. I'm concentrating on the road, concentrating on what the prophet is saying, and then a voice speaks to you. When you get home, Sister Dube will come. She will ask for money. Give it to her. That's what the Lord spoke to me. And I have always desired to do God's will. If I can know what the will of the Lord is, I have to do it. I nothing can stop me. And when the Lord spoke to me, knowing scripture, that the Lord cannot place upon your shoulders what you can't carry. He can't give you something greater than what you can carry. And I thought, well, the sister is coming. She's going to ask for money. I will have to give her money. And at that time, I had 20 euro in my account. 20. It was a Monday. I will never forget it because I wrote it down. 20 euro. My wife wasn't working. This was my second job in IT. And I wasn't earning so much money. We had just enough money to survive from month to month. There was no room for anything else. And here I was with 20 euro going home to fulfill God's will. I got home. I didn't say anything. I thought, well, maybe sister will come and ask for 10. We can survive until Friday, my salary. So I got home. I sat there at the sofa. My wife began to serve me dinner. She put it at the table. She sat next to me. And I started to eat. Then she said, Sister Dube called. She said she would like to come and see us at 8 o'clock. I was like, wow. What more do you need to know that God is talking? I said, wow. In my heart, I just said, I know what she's coming for. And sure enough, 8 o'clock, and we went, we opened the door. It was Sister Dube. She came, she sat in the sitting room. We were just sitting there, the three of us. God bless you, God bless you. I hope you remember this, Sister Dube. We spoke, you know, the pleasantries. And then she presented her request. And I knew already what she wanted. Imagine. And I knew what she wanted. And I had already made up my mind that I'm going to obey the Lord. So she says, brother, I'm looking for help. I need help with some money. I think it was college in those days. And I didn't know that's what she needed it for. But I replied her. I said, you know, in Zimbabwe, there's this song they sing in Ndebele. And they say, Asala Mali or something like that. There's no money. But I said it wrong. She corrected me how to say it properly in her language, you know. And we spoke a little. And then I said, well, sister, anyhow, how much money are you looking for? And she said, $500, 500 euro. Ha, 500. I was really surprised because I thought she was going to ask for 20. That's what I heard, you know. I said, how can the Lord do this to me? Where will I get 500? You know, and I was like, I don't know why I asked. I said, sister, when do you need the money? I mean, if somebody comes to ask you money, they need it right away, isn't it? I said, when do you need the money? She said, latest Friday. And Friday was my payday. And out of nowhere, I just said, I'll give you the money on Friday. Not knowing where I would get it. I hadn't even explained to my wife that the Lord spoke to me. I mean, Brother Mike, what would you say to your wife? That the Lord spoke to me, you know? She would need to see proof, isn't it? But I thank God that my wife never asked me anything, you know? She just kept quiet about the whole matter, you know? Even when we went to sleep, she just kept quiet. And I was like, my, I have committed to give the sister 500. And I know I'm going to do it on Friday. But how will we survive the rest of the month? How will we do it? My, and the Lord gives you some good trials. Huh? I spend the whole Tuesday thinking, what will I do? Should I tell sister that I can't? But I want to obey the Lord. That could only have been the Lord who spoke to me and said, give her the money that she needs. Brother, I came back home, then went back to work on Wednesday. And I'm working, sitting there. I have been working in that job 2 months. I started in August, 18 August. This was October. And I'm sitting there working. Then the manager called me. It was an open plan, big office. And he comes and says, Wilmore, let's go in a meeting room and talk. And I was like, what have I done? I haven't finished my probation. I'm finished here. So we moved into the room, and I'm afraid, you know, and we sit there. And he began to say, how are you finding the job? Do you like it here? Are the guys okay with you? What? Then he says, Wilmore, I really like you working here, you know. We all like you here. We think you are doing a fantastic job. We are so happy that you are working here with us. And I've decided to give you a bonus this month. Wow. I was like, what? Bonus? He said, yeah, I'll give you 750 euro on top of your salary. Brother, what more do you need to know that God is on the scene? God cared for the sister. He knew that she had a need. And to provide for that need, God was going to test my character through that. Many times we fail there. But if we can ever know that God is an unlimited resource, we can never exhaust God. And he cares for you. He cares for Brother Mike. He cares for Nathaniel. He cares for everybody. But he can only work through us. God works through your hands to minister to me. He works through my hands to minister to that brother and that sister. But we limit him when we fold our hands, put them in the pocket and say, I am not going to do it. Rather, it's better to obey the Lord than to sacrifice. And God cared for the sister through me like that. And it was so exact that it made me shiver. Because when that salary came on Friday, on top of my usual salary that I get, the effect of that 750 euro, when the government took their own tax on top of that, it was 575. And the effect that had on my tithes was 75 euro. So if I took that out, added it to the tithes, and I had 500 euro extra for the sister, God cared. God cared for her. He provided for her through that means, and he made sure that I don't transgress even his law for tithes. Even the government tax. He cares when you care. That's what our God does. Which is exactly the same story like that which we find in the book of 1 Kings when God commanded a widow woman. God spoke to Elijah and said, go to Zarephath. I have commanded a widow woman to look after you. And he went and found her. You would think that, well, God must have a rich woman down there. There's a drought in the land. There is no food. And God has commanded someone to look after me. You pack your bags and you go, only to find the woman is picking twigs to go and cook the last meal so she can eat with her son and die. You'll be like, but why would God send me here? This woman can't look after me. She needs me to look after her. But God knew his people. He had spoken to this woman. He commanded her. The Bible doesn't record where. And the prophet began to speak to her and say, go get me some water. And she said, sure, I'll go and get you some water. While you are at it, bring me a cake also. My, she said, sir, I have just only a little left to bake one small cake for my son and I to eat so that we can die after that. We are ready to die. And he said, go and do like what I have told you. For thus said the Lord. And the Bible says, for many days after that, the resources for that woman, they never failed. Because she cared. She cared for God's word. She cared for Elijah. And when she did that, God cared for her. The whole Bible is full of these kind of examples where God ministers to someone when they minister to others. And tonight, if you can put yourself in a place like that, where you care for someone else, where you begin to feel someone else's burden as your own, and step in their shoes tonight to think that Brother Eli would have to spend hours and hours sitting in A&E tonight, waiting for doctors to come and attend to his wife. If you can put yourself in his shoe and care for the brother and care for the sister that she is sitting in an uncomfortable chair in pain tonight in the tummy, wondering what is wrong with me, what's going on, what will happen to my children. All these things flash through our minds when we go difficult times. And when you care for her tonight and take her in prayer as if it was you in that situation, I am telling you, it is unlimited what God can do when you care for others, his question is, do you care? God cares. God cares for us. Look what he has done for us, providing for us even the times on that we live here in Dublin. It's just wonderful. Yeah? He cared for you. There are thousands and thousands of other people that could have been sitting in that seat where you are sitting tonight. But God cared for Brother Mike and his family. He cared for Sister Dube and the family. God cared for Brother Maxwell. He cared for you brothers, for Brother Vegas, for you to be here at this time in this country. There are so many young people that are studying medicine that got caught up there in Ukraine. But God cared for you, brother, and sent you here and sent you to peaceful countries. I mean, you could have easily ended up being in Ukraine, Brother Joel. But God cared for you and brought you here. And do you care? That's the question we have tonight as I invite the musicians back. Do you care? It isn't only when you are hungry. It isn't only when you are sick. It isn't only for the physical needs that we have. Even when you are troubled in the mind by something, even when you feel that I'm not strong enough like I used to be, I feel like my spiritual life is suffering something, I feel like I'm going backwards, I feel like there's something that is just not right, even in that condition, God cares. And you find it in the Bible. Those two that went to Emmaus, you know, wondering what is happening. We thought he was going to be the one, you know, to free us from the Romans. You know, we thought this and that, and now the Romans have killed him. They were discouraged. They were troubled. It isn't only them. Even Thomas, a disciple of the Lord, was doubting and thinking, this can't be him. I have to touch his hand and put my finger in his nail where they nailed him to believe that it's him. And he wouldn't believe the report of the other disciples. Brother, if you can't believe the report that we have given tonight, if you can't believe that God cares for you, that he wants to give you exactly what you are desiring tonight, if it is a right desire, be Thomas then. And pray and say, Lord, show me something. Because God cares. He wants to reveal himself to his people. If you can be sincere and care enough. I remember years ago when we lived in Rush, sitting with my wife. In those days, I was earning a very low salary. It was enough to pay rent and get a bus ticket to go to church. The remainder, we used to go to Lidl and buy noodles. You know those 25-cent noodles? We ate noodles in the morning. We ate them for lunch. We ate them at night, every day. One day we ate our noodles. We were sitting there, and we began to talk of the good old days. When I was courting her in Zimbabwe, her father was a fisherman. And he caught a big fish, you know, and he liked me so much. He took it home and gave it to his daughter, and he said, prepare this for your fiancé, you know, and bring it to their house. And she prepared it and brought it home, and that was a nice fish. And we were talking that night, sitting there thinking, oh, if we could eat that kind of fish again. Then the door buzzed. Ding, dong. And I answered, who is it? Ah, God bless you, brother. It was Sister Dube. She cared. She had bought groceries, and her fridge was full. She couldn't put any more in it, and she had extra fish, exactly the one we were talking about that night. And she brought it upstairs. And when I opened that box, she doesn't know this, but when she went home that night, we cooked it. Because we were too much noodles, you know. God cares when you care. There are testimonies that we could speak of tonight that God has done through your hands when you cared for others. But if you can look carefully, you will see that there are so many things that God did for you when you cared for others. If the musicians can lead us in a song, then we'll come to a time of prayer.
Okay, the song, He Careth For You.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
He careth for you. He careth for you. Through sunshine or shadows, He careth for you. Hallelujah. He careth for you. Hallelujah. He careth for you. Through sunshine or shadows, He careth for you.
He cares for me.
He careth for me. Hallelujah. He careth for me. No matter what, true sunshine or shadow, Jesus, Jesus cared for me. He cared for you. Sunshine or shadows, He cared for
you. I say, what a friend we have in Jesus.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and sorrows to bear. What a privilege to, what a privilege to carry.
This song speaks a lot too. And if we could extend it tonight, we could speak about caring for others. Just a little care can go a long way that you never imagined. In the message, God cares, do you care? There's this famous quote that the prophet speaks about. And he says, we believe that doctors help people. I believe that God heals by medicine. God heals by surgery. God heals by understanding. God heals by love. Just a little love goes a long way. Let somebody be all upset and just show them you care for them. Let's care tonight. Let's care for the saints that are not able to come because of sickness. Let's care for the saints that are looking for a house. Brother Tony is facing homelessness. It's just a season of those kind of things. But if you care enough, you'll be surprised what God can do for the people through your hands. Let us pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, oh God, how we are thankful tonight for your grace and your mercy. Lord, when we look at these things that you have done in our lives, how we tremble. For you are the very same one, Lord, that lived in the days of Peter and all the disciples on the shores of Galilee. Father, you walked with them, you cared for them, you fed them, you spoke to them, Lord. Think of a time, oh, where Brother Vegas, Lord, lost his job, Lord, and he was desperate for a house, oh God. I could think of so many things, Lord, even, oh God, in my own life. I could think of a time, Lord, where we didn't know what our next meal would be, and we depended, Lord, on you for each and every meal. Father, oh God, I'm thankful, Lord, tonight to know, Lord, that you cared for each and every one of these, your people. Lord, there are so many others that are not here tonight. Lord, if we could think, Lord, how you cared for them. Father, we so much thank you, Lord. You cared, Lord, even for our pastor. We didn't have a place to stay, Lord, in a few weeks. And yet you came on the scene just on time. And you cared for him, oh God. Father, oh God, we thank you even for our brother David, Lord. How you cared for him in a similar fashion. Every one of us tonight. Say a testimony, Lord, Father, of how you cared for us, Lord, in difficult circumstances. And we are believing that you are still that same Jehovah that cares, Lord, oh God, even for our sister Bibish tonight in the hospital. Lord, we want to bring her before you, Lord, thinking to the time, oh, when my own wife, Lord, had to go to hospital so many times. We lost count, but you cared for her, Lord. And tonight we are looking to you, Father, seeking, Lord, for that same care for our sister that you can visit, Lord, through that place and touch her, and not only her, but any other people, Lord, that are in AME. Lord, let there be a miracle tonight, Lord, that you touch them, Lord, and they will all feel well and go home. May you show, Lord, Father, thy care unto thy people once more. We thank you, Father, for you. We know that you will do these things. We thank you for the care you showed to our brother George Martin. Lord, we are sick, Lord. And yet, Father, we hear, Lord, that he is getting better and better. Father, we thank you for that, Lord. The
let your name be glorified. We honor you, Lord, and we thank you. We pray for our brother Pele in the hospital, our sister Lily, Lord, having to work and visit her husband. Lord, we commit them into your hands, O Father. Oh, be merciful unto them and care for them. But we know that you love you, Lord. Lord, you love them, O Father. That, Lord, you care for them, O God. Please, Father, if there be anything that could be done through the hands of thy people, won't you come tonight and move upon their hearts, Lord, to care, Lord, for our sister, to care for our brother, O God. Even a simple visit, Lord, even as the saints that have cared for brother Pele, our brother George, our brother Nat, Lord, and all that have visited, Lord, to see him, O God. Father, they have shown how much, Lord, you care for our brother, and we commit him into your hands, seeking tonight, Lord, that you would pass by that place, Lord, and strangely move over, Lord, and restore all that this enemy has stolen from him. Be merciful unto our brother Pele. We commit him into your hands, and we pray, Father, even for brother Tony, Lord, with the request that he has shared for his landlord. He cared enough, Lord, for him, Lord, oh God, to put a request to the saints, Lord. We pray, Lord, Father, for this man. We do not know him, but we commit him into your hands, and we ask, Lord, that you would be merciful and pass by where he is, Lord. Touch him and help him restore his senses, Lord. Let him come back to himself. Lord, oh God, I pray that you would be merciful to him, Lord. And may you show care for our brother Tony, because he cared for this man. Oh God, won't you be merciful and resolve this situation, that our brother, Lord, will have a place, Lord, to continue to stay in peace, Lord, worshiping and serving you. Be merciful. Bless our brother. Grant grace, Lord, unto his family. Father, we want to commit, Lord, all the saints, Lord, that are still looking for a house. We commit them into your hands. Father, oh God, we know how much you care for them. Oh, Father, you know what it is like to have no place to lay your head. We commit them into your hands, Lord. Won't you show thy loving kindness and care for them, Lord, like you have cared for so many, and provide for their needs. We ask it for your glory. Be merciful to us tonight, Lord. Father, thou knowest the needs of your people that are here tonight. Oh God, won't you pass by each and every one of them and answer, Lord, and give to them the desires, Lord, of their hearts. Bless them and their children. Lord, the sick, Lord, we commit to you and ask that you touch them and heal them. Father, those, Lord, that are discouraged and weary and tired, won't you renew the strength of thy people? Lord, we pray, Lord, even as we would meet on Sunday, we want to commit the service into your hands, that you come and meet with us as you met with us last Sunday. Bless, Lord, our pastor as he stands in the post of duty. We pray, Lord, that you would speak once more unto us, Lord, and help us to go higher and higher. We commit the Sunday school, the songs, the song worship. Lord, every person that will stand in their post of duty, may you use them, O God, to minister unto thy people. Lord, even this youth meeting that is coming up next weekend, Lord, we want to commit it into your hands. May you bless, Lord, the saints that have cared enough, Lord, to register their children, the saints that are caring enough, Lord, to come all the way from Poland to speak unto our young people. Father, we pray your blessing upon them, that you would care for them in return and provide for their needs. And we pray for those meetings, Lord, that, Lord, you would come, Lord, and speak to the young people and help them, Father, in their place of need. Speak to them, O God, and equip them, Father, O God, to withstand the wiles of the enemy in this day that we are living in. For, Lord, the enemy has gone out to devour and to kill. Lord, we want to commit our children to you, Lord. Help them, Father. Equip them, O Father, that they may be able to withstand and stand against the enemy. O God, be merciful. We commit, Lord, every other need to you, Lord. Have mercy upon us, Lord. O God, we pray, Father, that you continue to speak to us this weekend. Help us, Father, O God, that your name will be glorified. We will meet here, Lord, and we will speak.
don't know if there are any particular prayer requests, but I do know that we are entering a phase where we need to move from this building. It's become small. It's okay for Friday night, you know. And Wednesday, if we had service on a Wednesday, it would be just fine. But on a Sunday, it's really difficult because people come and we have no place for them to sit. You almost have to tell people not to come, you know. But that's just not something we will do. But I know that the Lord cares. I remember back a few years ago, we had a much bigger place than this. But we had to move, you know, and that man cared for us a lot. And he let us stay until the very last possible day. Just when they were coming to destroy the building the following week. And he cared for us to let us stay there. And the Lord provided for us in a very mysterious way. Quickly, we just found a place that was just ready for us to move in. And I believe that God cares. He's still that same God tonight. If we care enough to take this as a burden upon our hearts, God can work through you. He can work through your simple search on Daft. You know, other people can search and search every day, spend hours and hours. And then maybe it's just through you. You just pick up your phone and or you're driving around, you see something and it's suitable and you care enough to tell someone, and that could be the solution. So it's definitely something that we need to be praying about. We need to be doing something about it, that we might find a place where we could move the church to and we can have enough space. I don't know if there are any other prayer requests apart from our regular requests for Sunday. If we could remember Sister Bibish, she's in hospital tonight with some strange pains, and also Brother Tony shared a request. Something's gone wrong with his landlord and some people are looking to take away the house and make our brother homeless and things like that. But they don't scare us anymore because there's so many people that could have been homeless here, but they are not, because God cares. So let us pray for all those requests and our Sunday service, of course. If we could invite our brother Maxwell to come and commit all these requests to the Lord.
Solida, can you give us a wonderful, wonderful? Amen. It's truly wonderful, God.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Wonderful.
Gene, please.
Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, the Prince of Peace, the mighty God is He. Oh, saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise Him.
One more time. Oh.
Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me.
He's the counselor, he's the
Prince of Peace, the mighty God is He.
Oh, he's saving me and he's keeping me
from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my
Redeemer.
Redeemer, praise His name.
wonderful you are, Lord.
Amen.
And Father, we want to say thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you for your word of inspiration tonight, Lord. Oh, of the truth, you are a caring Father.
Amen.
Oh, we can look into your word, oh God. Oh, from Genesis to Revelation, and even now, Lord.
Amen.
We thank you that, Lord, you have been in the business of caring, Lord, caring
Amen.
For your children, oh God.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we bless you, Lord Jesus. Oh, when we are sick, oh, Lord, you heal us.
Amen.
Oh, when we are in need, oh, God, you supply all our needs, Lord
Amen.
Jesus. Oh, Father, tonight, Lord, you have spoken to us, oh, God.
Mm.
And, Father, how you are encouraging us, mm-hmm. oh, Lord, to be like you, oh, God.
Amen.
Oh, to care for one another, Lord. Mm. Oh, to be in the shoes of our brothers. Oh, Lord, Father, let that same spirit, Lord, oh, come upon us, Lord Jesus. That, Father, we would take the place of our brethren, Lord, who are in need of God. And, Father, go down on our knees and pray, oh, Lord,
Amen.
For their needs, oh, God. Oh, Lord Jesus, that's what tonight, oh, Lord, we want to continue to pray for our precious brother, oh, Pelero, Lord
Amen,
Jesus.
Lord.
Oh, that is for a reason that, oh, God, that our brother is still breathing tonight, Lord.
Amen.
There is a purpose what, Lord Jesus, you want
yes.
to do. Oh, Amen. Truly, Lord, you want to show, Lord Jesus, oh, your greatness, Lord.
Amen.
That, Lord Jesus, you are God.
Mm.
That world, Lord, even doctors, have just, Lord, given up, Lord. Oh, we have a living God. Oh, who can do wonders? And Lord Jesus, we continue to pray, oh God, for our prayer.
Mm.
Lord, we will never lose faith on it, oh God.
Amen.
And Father, and Lord Jesus, we know that you will surely restore our brother. Oh,
Amen.
Once again, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. And Father, oh, we want to commit also our precious brother Eli and the wife, oh Lord, in hospital now.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, as Lord, we take them into our heart, oh God. Father, let your healing hands, oh Lord, reach out, Lord, and touch our sister in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. As
Amen.
Lord, we claim total healing, total deliverance in the name of Jesus, oh Christ, Lord. Oh, Father, even as many, oh Lord, that are sick, oh God.
Mm.
Father, we know who you are.
Amen.
Oh Lord, your word tells us, oh Lord, that day oh, when they brought all the sick before you, Lord. Oh, your word said you healed them all, oh God. Father, you are the same tonight. Reach out, Lord Jesus, and touch anyone that is sick, oh God, amongst us, Lord. In the name of Jesus
Amen.
Christ, Lord. And Father, your son, oh God, oh Lord, where he is living now. There have been problems here and there, oh God. But Lord, you have been our shelter all
Amen.
Our lives, oh
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Oh yes, you are always, Lord Jesus, oh the mighty tower to whom, Lord, we can run to.
Amen.
And Lord, be saved, oh God. And Father, even Lord, when this world would take away from our hands, Lord, we know who you are, oh God.
Amen.
You will supply abundantly and exceedingly,
yes,
oh God,
absolutely.
Even beyond
Amen.
Our expectation, oh God.
Amen.
And so, Father, we commit our precious brother into your hands. Oh, Lord, whatever is happening, Lord, you know everything, oh God. Father, we say peace be still, oh God,
Amen.
Upon our brothers. Oh, how, Lord Jesus, Father, just reach out to God and see to our precious brother now in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God.
Amen.
And Father, Lord, you know the needs of your people, even those on Zoom, on YouTube, and we here, Lord, individually,
Amen.
Lord, you know our needs, oh
Amen.
God. Father, we lift all before you as even they've committed all into your hands.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we know that, Lord, you will not pass by, oh God.
Amen.
With that, Lord, oh, attending to everyone, oh God, tonight.
Mm.
Lord, Let us come back, oh God, and say, yes, it was that night, oh Lord.
Amen.
Oh, when you ask us to care for one another, that was the day, oh Lord Jesus, you did something so great in my life, and I want to raise your name up, oh God.
Amen.
Father, grant us that testimony that, Lord,
yes.
we will come back, Lord, to lift up your name in high esteem, oh God.
Amen.
Oh, Lord
Amen.
Jesus. We thank you, we bless you. We be now committing, oh God, as a new week is coming, Lord Jesus, come next Sunday, oh Lord. Father, we want to commit, Lord Jesus, our meeting, oh God, into your hands. Father, we pray the Lord, as you have always done, oh God, even tonight, Lord, having come in the midst of your people, we commit, Lord Jesus, coming Sunday, Lord, into your hands. Oh, Lord, from all the Sunday schools and to the word that to come, our worship, everything, Lord, we bring them before you. That, Lord, even before we come here, Lord, the Holy Spirit that already swept over here, oh, Lord, oh, bringing your presence, oh, Lord Jesus, in the midst of your people, committing your servants, Lord, that you use on Sunday, Lord, into your hands, that, oh, God, you speak through them, O Lord, knowing the needs of your people. Father, we want to say thank you. We bless you for our pastor, Lord. Bless him, Lord Jesus,
Amen.
And his
Amen.
Family.
Amen.
Bless everyone, O God, in the midst of Lord Jesus, your body. O Lord, we commit all into your hands. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus, as even you brought us from far and near. Lord, once again, we want to commit ourselves into your hands. That
Amen.
You grant us, Lord, genuine mercies, Lord. And Father, even as we go back to our closest, Lord. Father, let us continue to meditate upon these things, Lord. Truly, we need to care for one another because
Amen.
You had cared for us, Lord.
Amen.
We thank you. We bless you. Bless your servant that you've used tonight, O God. Oh, it has been a wonderful word that, Lord, you have used through him. And the testimonies, Lord, is so alive, oh God. Bless him and his family, Lord. In the name
Amen.
Of Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you and bless you. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray with all thanksgiving.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. May God bless you, Brother Maxwell. Amen. Amen. May God bless you, saints. Have a wonderful evening. Happy birthday to Sister Gloria. And to Sister Kitana, I know she's watching. May the Lord add more and more years ahead. If our song leader could dismiss us now in a song.
Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is here.
Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me.
goes